AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis met with five victims of sexual abuse, either at the hands of Catholic clergy, teachers, or their own family members. During a meeting with bishops, Francis, through an interpreter, says the victims left a powerful impression on him.
Those who have survived this abuse have become
heraldos y de esperanza y ministros de misericordia.
Heralds of mercy.
Francis is now gathered with inmates at a prison in Philadelphia. With more on that live, here's our Julie Walker.
Tim, one of the things he told prisoners was that all of us have something we need to be cleansed of, and no one is perfect, himself included. He's also meeting with some of the prisoners' family members as he continues to stress the importance of the family bond. By the way, these are some of the prisoners that made the Pope a chair as a gift, and as he spoke to them, he sat in it. Tim?
That's our Julie Walker joining us live from Philadelphia, covering the actions of Pope Francis. Later on today, the Pope will hold a mass for an estimated 1 million people. President Obama heads to New York today. Here's our Mark Smith.
The president's first meeting is a UN session on the so-called Sustainable Development Goals, a set of pledges to fight hunger, disease, and other ills.
We will help rally the world this weekend around new development goals, including our goal to end extreme poverty.
Other meetings will bolster UN peacekeeping and seek to focus the fight against the Islamic State group. But on the sidelines, Obama will meet tomorrow with Vladimir Putin for the first time in nearly a year. Officials say the Russian leader sought the session to discuss Syria's civil war, but Obama will use it to demand once again that Moscow stop bullying Ukraine. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. French President François Hollande, who is also in New York for the UN meeting, says a half dozen French warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in eastern Syria today. AP's Angela Charlton reports from Paris.
France had been involved in the U.S.-led coalition against IS in Iraq, but only recently expanded that to involve Syria. That is in part because France fears terrorist threats on its own soil. It was also in the context of the growing Syrian refugee crisis.
Hollande says additional airstrikes might be possible. Iraq says it's reached an agreement with Russia, Iran, and Syria to share intelligence on the Islamic State group. The agreement comes at a time when Moscow is ramping up its involvement in Syria. Media reports out of Germany, Volkswagen was warned years ago against using a special software to get around emissions tests on diesel vehicles. A German weekly reports one letter was found dated in 2007. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.